Welcome to On Spec, where you'll hear stories that bring you closer to the globe. Your host is usually my mom, Fari Banawa, but we're taking over for this episode. I'm Banu.
And I'm Andisha. Children have had to sit home without their friends and shift their schooling to the internet during the pandemic.
If kids get COVID-19, the symptoms are often mild, but they can pass it on to adults who can die. So countries like Turkey, where we live, banned kids from leaving the house for 3 months in the spring because many of the elderly live with their grandkids here.
Children saw the end of their social growth and their social life, but those were the privileged ones. In some countries, even for children, the pandemic had been a battle for survival.
Hey kids, can I get in on this?
Okay, fine.
For the last story of our pandemic season, I'm going to take you to my home with my girls in Istanbul. Then we'll go to Malawi, virtually, to get to know a teenager who has become an inspiration to my daughters and me in the last year.
Harizatan Nowruz! Nowrizatan Piruz! Nowrizatan!
That's Banu and Andisha, my two daughters. They are 12 and 9 years old. Every year, my family celebrates Nowruz, the spring equinox, by throwing a big party with poetry and music for our friends. It's part of our Afghan heritage. 70 people had RSVP'd this year. My kids were anticipating the party all year, but the pandemic hit Turkey 10 days before and we had to cancel. So the girls settled for a video congratulating everyone in Farsi. That was the beginning of many disappointments to come.
Hi, Yamana. I also miss you a lot. And I miss talking to you. I miss fighting with you. And I miss.
Here, Andisha's making a video to send to her friend Yamna after Turkey shut down all the schools. And she could not see her friends anymore. Andisha's a vibrant, super social third grader who likes to climb doorways and dive under waterfalls. Lockdown felt like a perpetual timeout, a punishment. She had to celebrate her 9th birthday in quarantine with one friend and us.
Okay, 3, 2, let's go.
Before Andisha blew out the candles on her cake, she made a long wish. She later told me she wished that none of her family members would get COVID-19.
I'm really sad now because I can't see my friends anymore. I'm forbidden to go out. One thing I loved about school was being with my friends, and now it's gone. We do Zoom, and I don't talk much on Zoom because it's not really good.
The trivia cards, which are pink, magenta.
Banu is a conscientious book lover, and when 6th grade became virtual, she took it in stride. Her teachers assigned her to make videos.
First of all, put your dice. Then, put your characters.
That's her making a board game and explaining the rules to her classmates.
Here we have Jack, right here.
Shortly after the schools closed, many offices remained open. People who worked could go to their jobs and for walks, but young people up to age 20 were banned from being outside, just like the elderly. That ended Banu and Andisha's daily outings to the park, grocery store, and shopping mall nearby. The days felt endless, with nothing to look forward to. One day, Banu lay in bed after her classes, stroking her stuffed animal, Emma. I asked her what's wrong.
Hey, Banu.
She tells me that she feels alone. She misses her friends, misses playing. I just want to go outside, she says, and go to the grocery store. I even miss the grocery store. My girls' entire routine turned upside down. They woke up at 9 a.m. and slept at midnight. I'm strict with their use of technology and TV, but I eased up.
You on the phone?
Long distance.
God.
London.
We started watching Gilmore Girls, an American TV show about a single mom and her daughter, and the daughter wants to be a journalist. We could relate to the plot. Then something great happened. My friend Farzana Wahidi, a photographer from Kabul, joined us. She became part of our quarantine family. It brightened up the mood. The girls insisted we have a disco every night at home, and this song became a favorite. Banu and Andisha learned how to bake. They turned our small balcony into a cafe. Banu became the waitress and Andisha the chef. Farzana and I were the customers.
Andisha, Banu, can I have my cake? Can you bring my cake, please? We're waiting.
Lockdown ended in mid-June after 3 months. When relatives asked me how my daughters were coping in lockdown, I said kids are creative. They find more ways to cope than most adults. And when my girls felt lonely and bored, I encouraged them to embrace their feelings, but still be grateful.
I learned that actually school, we should cherish school and being able to be social. Because, I mean, everyone was complaining like, oh my God, school sucks, oh my God, you know? And now I just would hug the school, I would kiss it. I think a lot of kids are feeling the exact same because they just want to see faces again.
More than half of the world was in lockdown at the same time as us. I wanted to know about kids who weren't as privileged as mine. I contacted CAMFED, a nonprofit organization supporting girls in Africa. They introduced me to Fanny.
My name is Fanny. I'm living in Mulanje district in Malawi.
Malawi is a country in southeastern Africa with a population of 18 million, and nearly half of the girls are married before the age of 18. Malawi reported that more than 5,400 people have been infected and 170 have died by August 24th from COVID-19.
I've been growing up in a family of 5 children. My mom and dad divorced when I was very young, so I've grown up with a single parent, which is my mom.
Fanny's now 17, but she became the breadwinner of her family almost a decade ago when her mom got sick. Fanny was collecting firewood from the mountains to sell, or daily labor for others, like cooking. The money she made paid for one meal a day and their rent. Fanny also went to school but couldn't be on time for all her classes because she was working.
Though I had to stand as the breadwinner of the family, but still I had to go to school. Yes, there were some problems which I was facing. My teachers had to punish me up until one day they asked me, why are you always late at school? So I told them the reasons why I'm always late. They stopped punishing me and they were really interested in me.
The principal of her school told CAMFED about Fanny in 2017. And the organization provided her with a scholarship to a boarding school and support from a trained teacher mentor. So Fanny stopped being a child laborer and became a full-time student. Her favorite subjects are English and biology. When she's in school, Fanny's sister and better-off members of their community support the family.
I'm really comfortable being at a boarding school because a boarding school means we sleep there, we eat there, and everything about school is being done there. So there, I do have enough time of concentrating in education, whereby I don't think of what will the home need.
But in the spring, when COVID-19 hit Malawi, the schools closed. Fanny's life took a drastic turn.
After I came home, my life really changed in terms of both education and daily life. To the part of education, my education has been really drained with this pandemic because I don't have time to study or the day I have to work searching for the food for the survival of my family.
But that survival is hard right now. People don't have the money to buy the firewood or potatoes Fanny sells. The pandemic has brought down an already impoverished economy in Malawi. So Fanny and her family are turning to neighbors and the CAMFED community for help.
I wake up at 6 a.m. and then I have to do all household chores like fetching for firewood, drawing water, cleaning the house and plates. After that, I have to make sure that I go and do some piecework so that I can buy food for that day. So I have to wake the whole day up at 4 p.m. It's when I return home and start preparing food for that evening.
Pieceworks is daily labor like washing clothes or cleaning. Education advocates say hundreds of girls have become pregnant and married in the last 6 months, partly because schools closed. The advocates are happy that Malawi announced schools would open in September, but health experts say COVID-19 cases will rise with kids in classes.
When I saw those things, I realized that the best husband
is... Fanny says that education is the best husband. If she gets that, she'll never have to divorce. She doesn't have a smartphone or computer to study online, but she's got some books and she opens them when she's not exhausted after her chores. CAMFED members have also kept in touch with her. The organization provides a robust support network for girls. When Fanny graduates, she'll become part of a sisterhood that gives training and opportunities with CAMFED. For Fanny, it's good news that schools are opening and she'll take the necessary health precautions. She says she'll wear a mask, wash her hands, and keep social distance. Back in Turkey, my girls have been free all summer. With masks and hand sanitizers, we've vacationed on the Aegean Sea, saw friends, and made trips to the local shopping mall. But the Turkish government recently said schools would continue online until September 21st. COVID-19 cases are rising slightly, and the fear is that a second wave is coming. Banu and Andisha are clearly disappointed, but they're adapting. Andisha sees the silver lining.
I can get up as late as I want and stay up late and eat when I want and I don't have to study too much.
I called Fanny and asked my kids to talk to her. All three were too shy to talk to each other. Fanny's most comfortable leaving me voice messages, but Banu and Andisha are fond of her.
The way she endured through things, like, bravo to her, you know? I don't know her, but I feel proud of her. I think she seems really, really cool for a girl of just 17.
I think she's really smart, and I can't believe that I think it's really hard for her to live like that. And Corona made everything worse for her and for us, but the world has no fairness.
I just want to say thank you, and it's a pleasure to have you.
We have made a new friend. Maybe one day after the pandemic, Banu, Andisha, and me can visit Fanny. This story was edited by Alisa Resnick and Oscar Durand, produced by Oscar Durand. Thanks to Fanny and my girls for being such good sports, and I hope there's no second wave of this pandemic. We appreciate CAMFED's cooperation with this episode because it had to be done virtually. This was our final episode for our second season. We have an ambitious third season planned from 7 different countries about how disinformation impacts ordinary lives. But in the meantime, we will be airing collaborations we've done with other podcasts. And we have one more story from our season 0 that was interrupted by the pandemic. Keep on listening. and keep giving those ratings and reviews on iTunes.